Tommy's Tavern.
I've got, sorry to butt in.
No, go.
Gents, I've got Dane McMahon alongside me, been good enough to join us. Macca, we asked, just asked Glenn Keyes what his immediate emotions were. He said it sort of nearly felt like a loss. How does it feel like to you in the Newtown coach's box?
Yeah, probably the opposite to Glenn. Obviously, coming from where we're staring down the barrel of, four losses in a row. So to be able to get the draw is, for us, good momentum for us to go back into what's a pretty handy block of games for us in the next 5 weeks.
What did you change after halftime? You looked at a better team after the main change. Was there anything in particular that you flipped around?
We didn't think we were playing overly bad in the first half, other than we weren't really able to connect in the front half. Had lots of the ball, felt like we were on top in lots of areas without being out of impact in the front 50. So Mitch Diamond went back to half-back and we thought he played really well for us. Ajay Lane goes out in the wing and had some good impact there. But I think we just stepped up as a group. We took the ball inside and looked a bit more dangerous. Kept fighting it out to the end and just kept showing the type of endeavour that we've been chasing. So, look, you'd argue that St Mary should have been further in front looking at their missed opportunities, but we thought we had lots of the footy for long periods of time and, showed that we could run just as hard as they could and use it just as well.
Macca, sometimes a season just needs a spark. Do you think you might have got that this afternoon, that this will be the thing that you can launch off for the rest of the season?
I really hope so, Tom. We come here and we knew it was always a tough one, no different to going to Colac last week. It's always challenging. We've had some ripping games here against St Mary's on this ground, we're really hopeful that we could pinch it. Obviously wasn't the case, but we know that we're a long way off our best team at the moment, and to be able to take it up to them and play the way we did with a group of youngsters, we're pretty excited by that.
Is this the second draw against St Mary's in your tenure? Was there one in 2017 or 18 off the top of my head?
Yeah, I think it was 2018. I think Jai Sheehan kicked a long bomb that got rushed through the draw of the game late in 2018. We've had some really classic battles on this ground, and we seem to play the oval reasonably well.
Yeah, the shot at goal from Sam Nichols is a beautiful shot at goal. Not necessarily the left foot banana is in his kit bag, but he pulled it out. What was your, I suppose, the way you viewed it? Do you, some people turn away and you just say, tell me the result, or you intent on watching it, and I suppose your level of confidence in what Sam would be able to do?
No, I was definitely going to watch it. If it had been Darcy Troop, I certainly wouldn't have. But with a guy like Sam who thinks his way through every shot at goal he has, I thought we're in really good hands, and he was the right bloke to finish the game off. So, yeah, credit to Sam, obviously coming back off a pretty low preparation to kick three in a big game and kick the one that sort of clinched the draw was a great reward for his effort with a couple of really good marks that he took late in the game.
Macca, I thought, as you said, Mitch Diamond was unbelievable today, really good across half-back and also centre wing. I thought Matt Bogue has obviously had a great start to the season, and he was pretty enormous for you in the last quarter as well.
Yeah, look, Matt and Mitch, very valuable players to us. I think Mitch, uses the ball well. He breaks the lines and he keeps attacking hard off half-back. Bogey just knocks up winning the ball. When you see him come off the ground, he can barely move because he's just run that hard. So, he's building some good form, Matt. He's getting a lot of the ball, winning a lot of clearances. And, if he can tidy up his disposal, he's going to be one of the best mids in the comp.
Yeah, back six looks settled, and also they look like they work really well together. They know when they need to go. Lockie Bond looks like he's found a niche down there at halfback, and obviously the big guys, Fiore, Matic, Kerman, they all seem to work pretty well together. So they look pretty settled.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. It's been an interesting exercise for us. Lockie Bond comes to us as a key forward and deemed as a full forward. That's where he's played most of his footy, and he's finding himself playing half-back. We think it's been a good move for him. He's, as a 19-year-old, we just love the fact he runs hard at the contest, runs straight through the line and takes everything with it that gets in his road, using the ball really well. And he really stepped up today, and in a game that's, it could have went the other way for him. Liam Fiore, same, just a youngster finding his way in the GFL at the moment. But they're definitely getting better week by week for us. And they've obviously got some very mature players around them in Kerman and Luke Maddock. So, we're pretty happy with how that's going. Chas Cabala's playing as a small back at the moment, who's renowned for a mid at the Falcons in 2019. So, lots of changes to those guys' development, but we feel like it's the right move for them.
And in terms of development, it does help Cam Wilkinson to have the old man with him, David Fanning, who I thought was great today as well. And it just gives enough experience for Cam to, obviously he's got his old man to help him, but it's good to have Dave on the ground as well. And he was enormous today.
Yeah, no, it was one of the better games that Fano's played this year. We thought he really competed hard. He was physical, aggressive, and won his own ball and got some nice clearances of his own. So he really stepped up, and Cam, I thought, complimented him really well. You know, we're quite blessed with having obviously Fanning and McMahon, you know, going at it early on in the game to, you know, really lead the way for what's a pretty young group at the moment.
Do you have to be cautious with Matt McMahon off a 6-day break, Damien?
Yeah, well, we thought we were going to be really cautious with him this week and not play him, but as I told you before the game, he's a guy that just gets up somehow. You know, some would argue he shouldn't have played for the last four weeks, but, you know, for him to get out on the ground the way he did, fully committed to every contest he went to, and really flew the flag for us. Yeah, look, we'd like to give him a break. I think we're still about 6 weeks away from our first bye, so he's got a bit of footy to get through before we'll give him a week off.
All right. Mick Condy, you'll lose next week. You'll have Geelong commitments with the Cats playing Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, we will, unfortunately. It's a tough one for Mick, just only available when the Cats are obviously not playing on a Saturday afternoon or not travelling interstate. But, yeah, Mick copped a pretty heavy knock, and his nose is probably looking a little bit worse for wear. But yeah, that'll give an opportunity for you know, one of our youngsters to get back in the side.
Well, you might have Ned Harris, depending on selection at the Cats with the VFL.
It'd be handy in. We could have done with him out there today, that's for sure. But you know, it's great to see Ned being rewarded for effort, and he's had a fabulous start to the season at Newtown. So to see him play a couple of VFL games in concession is a testament to the work that he's done to get that opportunity.
Absolutely. Damien, really appreciate your time. I think congratulations, because you take 2 points out of this one when you're trailing by 31 at half time, and give yourself a bit of a launch pad into Lara in 6 days' time at Elderslie Reserve. We wish you the best of luck for that and appreciate your time today.
Thanks, guys. Hope you enjoyed the game.
Right, we did. Thank you, Damien McMahon, joining us there. And yeah, I'm still getting my head around the result, to be honest. Lammy's Tavern.